Kyle, congratulations. An outstanding season, 10 wins, record-setting lap-leading charge from the five team. Just please give us a quick overview of your night and an incredible season.
Yeah, it was a little bit of an up-and-down race compared to the four of us. There was moments where I was like, yeah, maybe I've got a good enough car to win outright. And then there was times where I was definitely the fourth best car. So, definitely a team win. I'm honestly glad that it took our whole, it always takes your whole team, but in one race, Cliff, the engineers, making the adjustments on the car to keep us in the game. My pit crew is the main reason why we won that race. And I'm sure somewhere in there I made some good decisions too. So, just happy that we had to earn this one and worked our butts off to get it done.
Okay, if you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll get you a mic. We'll start in the back right near you. Mariel Keyes up here in the room.
Hi, Nicholas Odell for Arizona Sports. Kyle, when you think about some of the things you've done this year, not just within the Cup Series, but within all different disciplines, your 10 wins and championship here in the Cup Series, but also your success in the dirt tracks throughout the year, can you think of a year throughout the course of your entire racing career, really your racing life, where you've had a year where you've done so many different things and dominated throughout all kinds of different disciplines?
Well, I only got to run 4 Cup races last year, but last year I was able to win 46 races, so these last two seasons are ones that I'm very proud of, and I hope I can replicate it as years go on. I wasn't sure if I'd ever top what I was able to accomplish last year, winning 46 times and about 50% of my races. But this year, I haven't won as many races, but I've got a lot more big wins. And what I'm proud about too this year, there's a lot I'm proud about, but this year, I raced so many different types of cars. I was able to win a marquee event in each of the cars that I race. The Chili Bowl and the BC39 and Midget, Kings Royal and Knoxville Nationals in a sprint car, the Prairie Dirt Classic in a dirt late model, and a handful of big wins in the Cup Series. So, and to top it off with a Cup Series championship. So, I don't think that I'll ever be able to top this year, but I hope I can someday.
Cole, can you raise your hand?
Thank you. Congratulations, Kyle. Cole Cusimano, the Money Stop podcast. Speaking on just that, the Money Stop and your crew, you mentioned there were times where you felt like you had the fourth best car. Did you ever think that you were always in it just because your pit crew was so good and the guys and the girls, the shop,
Yep. Yeah, I always felt like no matter how bad I felt like our car was at times, as long as I could stay with them, the other drivers in front of me, with our pit stall selection and my pit crew, I knew that we were going to be in it. And for us to come in fourth behind them and come out the leader was a little bit better than I thought we could do. But my pit crew, I've got all the belief in the world of them. They proved all season long that they were consistent and consistently fast. So we have such a great team, and they're a massive part of it, and they were the reason why we won tonight.
And then you mentioned just now finding it hard to imagine like being able to top this year. What's the next goal for you? Like what do you want to accomplish next?
I don't know. I just got done winning the Cup Series championship, which is a dream come true, but I don't know. I mean, thankfully I'm young. I'm still in my 20s, and who knows? Who knows what's out there, what other opportunities I might get, what other big races or something I could run. I'm up for anything. So just very fortunate to have all the opportunities I've ever been given, and it's hard to think about, what else I would like to accomplish, but I love winning races, and I love driving all sorts of vehicles.
Lee?
Kyle, I've watched you take your kids all over the world, and to have that moment when you took Owen for the victory lap, what was that like for you, and was there anything special that the two of you shared?
Yeah, that was really cool. I think it was Kevin Harvick maybe took Keelan, I can't remember what race, a few years ago. And, you know, I wasn't winning a lot then, but okay. And I wasn't winning a lot then, but I was like, man, that was such a cool moment to share with your son. And I didn't even have the idea to do it today. I think it was somebody from NASCAR asked if I'd like to take Owen for a ride to Victory Lane. And I was like, yeah, for sure. It's like, it's really hot, so he's going to have to be careful in here. But he was so excited. I could see it in his face. He was holding the flag and the checker flag. And, you know, he's gotten to do a lot of wing dances with me in a sprint car, but not too many cup wins. So it was super, super cool to celebrate with him, my whole family, you know, Owen, Audrey, Caitlin, my mom and dad were here, my sister. I don't know when the last time she's been to one of my races. So many of my friends were here. Paul Silva was here today. Hayden, our mechanic on the sprint car. Tommy Tarleton and his wife were here. There was so many people here to support me that have supported me for years now. So it made this win feel even greater.
And I know I might have gotten you in trouble in the past asking you, you know, the biggest win was, you know, you said the Chili Bowl, but I have to ask you, certainly this has to trump that victory.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, this year I've won so many big races, and it seems like each one I win, it's like, okay, that was my biggest win. And then you win another one, that was my biggest win. And I don't know if there's another race that could ever top, you know, this win here today. You know, winning a Cup Series race at Phoenix for a championship, it doesn't get any bigger.
We'll go upstairs for a question. Press box.
Jerry Jordan, Kickham TerraCentNet. Kyle, in the car, as you were coming around with the big flag and stuff, you had tears in your eyes. You couldn't really talk over the radio real well. What was that emotion going through you right at that time? What was the things that you were thinking of and knowing that this championship was a reality?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you guys might not see it, but I tear up quite a bit whenever I, you know, win races that mean a lot to me. And usually I get myself composed before interviews and before I take my helmet off. But, you know, today you guys got, you know, to see it, you know, because I'm taking the checkered flag and I got a camera straight in front of me. So you could see the emotion that I have for a lot of the wins I can get. But today was more tears than normal, I think, just because of the significance of the event, of the journey that it took to get here. And I think just everything, you know, the atmosphere of the race, all the friends and family I had here today, my crew and the hard work that they put in all year, I felt just a big relief that I was able to win for them and get to, you know, enjoy it with them. And a little bit of it was hitting me before the race started, and then it all kind of hit me there after the checkered.
Dan, want to raise your hand?
Hi, Dan Gelson, Associated Press. Kyle, I saw you had Anthony and Michelle Martin here today. What did it mean to have them here? Did you get a chance to talk to them after the race? And just what kind of role did they play in your comeback this season?
Yeah, it was so great to have them here. I think it worked out perfect with their schedule. I believe they were at the SEMA show or something earlier this week or last week and was able to come here. And yeah, they were a big part of my comeback last year, I guess. And, you know, just, you know, talking with them and building, you know, a closer friendship. And, you know, they've got a really tight relationship with Chevrolet and Jim Campbell. So Anthony, you know, was all of last year before I was ever even close to, you know, making a return to NASCAR, was always in Jim Campbell's ear about me. So it makes me feel really special that they were here today and got to enjoy all the festivities, you know, taking pictures with our team next to the championship trophy. They were definitely, you know, they are a big part of my life now. And I'm glad they were here to share with it.
Go up to Jordan.
What was it like getting the championship ring from Jim France?
That was cool. Actually, yeah, Steph's got it in the back. Okay. I was like, yeah, I just realized I don't have it on. That was really cool. We were just at the barn before I came here, and that place is rocking right now. So, yeah, that was neat to get the championship ring presented to me. I didn't know that was something that happened right after the race. I thought that was something you get presented sometime during the week of the banquet. So really cool to go there and see a lot of the folks from NASCAR and get to share in a cocktail here with them and get presented a awesome shiny ring.
Two quick follow-ups. One, what are you drinking?
My go-to is Captain Morgan and Diet Coke. So I'm pacing myself. This is just my first one. You guys are probably bummed because I'm not like Ben Rhodes right now. But I was watching that Friday and I was like, okay, if I win, I'm not going to be like him. So no, that was cool to see him enjoying it. And I really haven't had time to like slam a bunch of drinks like he did. I don't really know how he did that. Yeah, I told her before I came here, I was like, you need to start drinking some water because you're going to be in rough shape here soon. I've been around her for like 10 minutes and I've seen her shotgun 3 or 4 different beers. So, and she never drinks, by the way. She's got this reputation like she's the partier and this and that because she shotguns a beer, but she never parties. So I hope she can pace herself tonight. Yeah, because she's been drinking all day during the race. Like I said, we have a lot of friends here. So they were in the hospitality tent right here. And, yeah, like, she better sober up. When I did come over here, somebody was handing her water. So hopefully she can drink that for a little bit.
But you're up on stage at the barn. And no offense, I mean, they were chanting her name louder than they were chanting your name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the barn.
So she comes up on stage and shotguns a beer. What's going through your head?
she can have it. She can have all the eyes on her. I don't know. NASCAR fans, they love drinking. I can't drink beer, so you'll never see me shotgun anything. They definitely have that connection with her, and that's cool. I drink the hard liquor, though, so I have to really watch my pace.
Get it, Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. When we were talking to Caitlin, she said that, the Chili Bowl was something that was a childhood dream that was achievable for you, but maybe a cup champion was something that you never thought was achievable. So I kind of wanted to ask you, did you ever think that you would ever be sitting in this position?
Yeah, so I don't really think that I ever, like, and don't try and spin this in the wrong way, because, like, I don't know if I ever dreamt of winning the Cup Series championship, because I feel like it's outside of, like, realistic things. I feel like I dream about stuff that I know I can go do, and I'm not sure I ever really thought that I could win a Cup Series championship. I've always thought about winning races, not championships, and I didn't know if I would ever win a Cup Series championship. So I can't say that it was like a dream of mine. And like I said, don't take that the wrong way, because that's not what I'm trying to make it sound like. It's just, it's so far out there that I never thought that I would do it. Until, I got with this team for real, for sure. Early on in the year, I felt like we could do it, but then you kind of think about how the format is and all that, you're like, well, something's going to happen where I don't win this championship. So maybe that's what kept it out of my dreams a little bit too, of all the circumstances that go into winning a championship in the Cup Series. Like for any other form of racing, it's like a year-long thing, and you can work your way towards winning a championship. With this format, it's just crazy. So I think that's what's kind of kept it from me, like, dreaming about these moments and how I would see it being like.
Chase, you want to raise your hand?
Chase McKay, ESPN 102.5, The Game in Nashville. And you won in Nashville. The banquet's going to be in Nashville. And I know you've spent a lot of time there and talked fondly about it. So how excited are you to celebrate your first championship in Nashville?
I am extremely excited to go to Nashville. I love Nashville. you know, we're really close friends with the Boyers, and through Clint and Laura, we've been able to meet a lot of their friends. And Trace is who we've met recently in Sonoma, got to, you know, build a close friendship with. He knows a lot of big name musicians and stuff, so I'm hoping he can pull some strings and we can get a massive party going in Nashville. We FaceTimed them on the way to the barn. It was hard to hear, but I told him he better be scouting some good entertainers for us. So I'm really looking forward to Nashville. It's one of the most fun cities you can possibly go to. So definitely not a better spot for the banquet.
Plenty of liquor too.
Yeah, plenty. Yeah, I'm sure I'll find some trouble, but no, I look forward to it.
We'll go to Zach and then David.
I can hear the rowdy crew from the barn walking in.
Zach Sterniola from Front Stretch. Kyle, on that second to last caution, you were forced to restart sixth after losing a spot on pit road there, and Truex and Blaney staying out. How much differently did your car handle the dirty air at that time as opposed to that first short stint of the race when you were coming back through traffic?
Well, I don't think the dirty air necessarily affected it too much. You know, towards the end of that longer run that led into that caution, I started – so the two runs before that, I felt like we finally, you know, hit on our balance some, and I could apply the throttle like I needed to on exit. Built too tight, so then I think we – probably started freeing back up again, and then I don't know if the track went through a shift or if our car just was looser, but then I started getting loose and loose on exit, and that whole run, you know, when I restarted sixth and got back to fourth there, I was just too free off to apply the throttle like I needed to. But you know, out in clean air, you know, after we had the pit stop, I still had a similar sort of balance to that, but Martin's your balance wasn't quite as good in that short little run. But, yeah, clean air or just track position really is important.
What is your relationship with your pit crew like? Obviously, you gave them a lot of credit for getting you out first on that last restart. And obviously, they did a great job there for you. But what is your relationship with them like?
Yeah, I mean, so our team, I feel like, is really tight. I think Cliff does a good job of, you know, like, before the other, you know, when I was at Ganassi, you know, I was never a part of, like, the pre-team kind of meetings and stuff with the pit crew and all that, and I love, you know, being a part of that and seeing and kind of going over the race strategy with everybody and, you know, seeing them at the shop. I go to the shop more often a little bit and get to see their prep that goes into stuff. So, he does a great job leading this team and keeping us all close. You know, it's easy a lot of times for the driver, I feel like, to be distant from everybody, just the way that schedules are and all that. But I feel like I'm closer to my team than I've ever been with any other team. So just really proud of all of them, really proud about how consistent they were throughout the whole season. And then for them to come in clutch like that on the final pit stop of the year makes me feel good. So I owe them something very big, for sure.
Last one for you. 18 months ago, did you see yourself ever being able to experience this moment?
No, I didn't. 18 months ago, I didn't think that I was ever going to be in a cup car again. So, you know, strapping in for Daytona 500 didn't even seem real, let alone winning a championship. So, no, it's definitely been a journey, a roller coaster. But, you know, I'm very thankful for my second chance and every opportunity I've been you know, given in these last 18 months. So, you know, life's a crazy thing, and it's you just got to stay positive through it all, and everything will hopefully work out for you.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch as well. You know, talking about those 18 months, they were what they were, but going all the way back to when you got your start in NASCAR specifically and in stock cars, like, you know, back to the K&N days and to Ganassi, and it kind of comes full circle now, you winning your title on his last day as a car owner. How has your relationship with stock cars specifically and NASCAR specifically evolved and changed over the last few years?
Well, yeah, you know, it was so nice to see Chip today. You know, he is the sole reason why I'm here today. I mean, there's been a lot of people, you know, Rick's obviously been a big part of this too, but I met with every team owner back in 2011, and Chip Ganassi was the only guy, the only team owner to even entertain me racing this car. And I met with him for probably 20 minutes, and he signed me up right then, after. So I owe the world to him, and it was nice to see him today and see how happy and at peace I feel like he was with it, with his final event as a team owner. So very thankful for all the years that I spent at Chip Ganassi Racing. I still work out there with Josh Wise, so it's nice to see all the familiar faces, and a lot of the people from the 42 car, they came by to congratulate me tonight, so it made me feel really good. And it makes me feel really good inside. A little bit bittersweet, honestly, that I was able to win in Chip's last event as a car owner.
A couple minutes ago, Tony Stewart tweeted, "Congratulations to the best race car driver I've ever seen." Instant reaction. What does that mean to you to hear that coming from him?
That's. I mean, today has been really cool. I mean, to now hear you say that, and I did an interview with NBC before the race started. Mario Andretti. I got to hear him talk about his thoughts on me, and now Tony Stewart. Probably the one driver. If I had to pick, if I really had a true racing hero, I would say it's Tony Stewart. So, who I've always believed to be the best race car driver ever. So. That means a lot to me, and I try to model my racing and my schedule off what I feel like Tony Stewart would do. So that makes me feel really good.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Kyle, first off, Cliff was in here and he mentioned a few times he felt like the weak link on this team sometimes, and that seems odd. Did you know that at any point during the year that he was putting so much pressure on himself? And he also mentioned that he hasn't slept basically all year.
So I didn't realize that he doesn't sleep the night before a race. I was just joking with him earlier. I was like, "Man, how'd you sleep last night?" And he's like, "I didn't." And I was like, "Man, really? I slept like a baby last night." But that's odd to hear him say that he felt like the weak link, which I don't feel like we have any weak links on our team at all, which I think we proved that tonight because it took a whole team effort to win that race. But we joke with Cliff a lot that when we don't win, he's sad and he's mopey and all this and that. So it doesn't surprise me though that he thought that he was a weak link just because he holds everybody to a high standard, but apparently himself too. So I think you need that though. I mean, you need to have that drive in each and every one of you to want to be better each and every day. So he's an amazing crew chief, amazing team leader, and I am extremely fortunate to be with this race team. And I think Jimmy Johnson is a big credit to it as well. I think his leadership skills as well has molded Cliff into the person he is and the crew chief he is today, as well as all the team members on this five car.
I'm sure you'll look at the numbers eventually, but 10 wins, all the laps led to come back, have the year that you had. You said it, you didn't realistically think of this as something that was realistic. So does this feel impossible to not only come back, but to have the year that you had?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know what to think about it really. It's, it's just wild. Like I didn't know that we would have a season like this. I thought, with Chase winning last year, I knew we'd be strong, but I didn't ever think that we would win double-digit races in the Cup Series. This isn't anything that I ever thought I would do in the Cup Series. Double-digit wins and, winning the championship, winning half the playoff races. I thought when Tony Stewart won half of the playoff races in the year that he won the championship, I was like, that'll never be done again. And for me to match him on that, the laps led, the wins, the top fives and stuff, and all the wins outside of Cup racing, I never thought racing for Hendrick Motorsports that I would get to race a single dirt race in a year, let alone as many as I have this year. So it's definitely a unbelievable season on so many different levels.
go to the back to Daniel and then Jonathan.
Dylan McFadden, frontstretch.com. Kyle, you said you you said you met with every team back in 2011. What do you remember about the meeting with Hendrick Motorsports back then?
I joke with Jeff about this. He'll probably be upset that I said this, but I that might have been one of the first times I met Jeff Gordon. But I was like starstruck a little bit, to be at Hendrick Motorsports and getting to be there with Jeff. And I remember him showing me around the shop, and I remember turning the corner. We were going to his office. I turned the corner. His supermodel wife was standing there, and she's like 7 foot tall and like beautiful. I was like, oh my god, this is crazy. And then, we sat down in his office, and, Jeff Gordon is, such an awesome race car driver, and one I've looked up to since I was a little toddler. And I remember being so disappointed when I left there, because everybody knows I love dirt racing. He's like, you really need to get out of dirt cars. They're going to teach you about habits and this and that. And I was like, man, that was a terrible time there, Hendrick, after I left. And I think I went from Hendrick to Ganassi probably right after that, and I was not feeling like too pumped up about the day. Really, I think I was there for like 3 days and met with every team, and just being disappointed every time I left a race shop, because it's like, oh yeah, like they're just going through motions, like, oh yeah, nice to meet you, yeah, you got a cool resume, oh yeah, we need a few $100,000 for you to race our car next year. And I was like, I don't have anybody to bring money to. And then when I met with Chip, I was feeling, on top of the world. So, I joke with Jeff about my trip to Hendrick that day, and he, tells me about the kind of the behind the scenes conversations he had with Rick after that. They, I think, had Chase kind of already, worked on signing him up at that point when I met with him. So, it all worked out in the end, and they got to, I got to get experience. And they didn't have to pay for any of it. So before that got to them. So it worked out.
Stay in the back. Just Jonathan. There you go. Yep.
Thank you very much. Kyle, congratulations on the championship. Well, when you look back at this moment, per se, when you're on the rocker 30, 40 years from now, hopefully not 30, 40 years from now, but in the future, what is one thing you'll remember the most about this night?
This night?
This night.
That pit stop. I think definitely I think the pit stop will come first in my mind, but the hard work that it took throughout that whole race. I, in the beginning, like I said, our car was so far from being capable of winning the race, and they did a great job of getting our balance within the range to where I felt like maybe we could go race for the win. And then my pit crew, yeah. So probably just the team effort that it took to win.
All right, if you want to go over here to my man in the black shirt.
Thank you. Spencer Hill, ESPN Radio Albuquerque. First of all, congratulations, Kyle. Cliff came in here and he spoke about the opportunity that he took to join you with a lot of the sprint car midget and late model races this season. Can you tell me a little bit about how that benefited your guys' relationship with the lack of practice and qualifying this year, and just how you guys were able to learn each other's languages?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm really easy to work with, mostly because I don't know anything about a race car. And but I think it was just good to get him there. He came on his own behalf, and it was just nice for me to see that, he cared about all the racing that I do and wanted to learn about it, wanted to talk to the crew chiefs, pick the brain about how I communicate and stuff. And I think that, really kind of kickstarted the relationship a little bit. And, he's, like I said, I'm really easy to work with. I feel like he's really easy to work with. I feel like we're a great, we have great chemistry because he is so good at communicating and so good at painting the picture. And I like to process all that information to understand the flow of the race and stuff. So, it was nice that he came to, a lot of my dirt races, and, he'll pick up the phone and talk to Kevin Rumley about the late model. He'll talk to Paul Silva about the sprint car and stuff. So it's neat when you have a crew chief that has your back and supports all the stuff that you race.
And then a quick follow-up to that, is an Indy 500 on the horizon for you?
I don't know. I mean, like I said earlier, I would love to entertain anything, whatever type of vehicle it may be. So I like you being known as a versatile race car driver. So, yeah, I mean, I'm open to anything. It's just logistically, it's just a tough thing to do. You know, it takes a lot of dedication to go race that event and not just say that you raced in it. You know, say, you know, I would want to go there and know that I've got a shot to win, know that I've put in the effort and the work to win. And it just logistically it's tough, but I would for sure entertain it if Rick would let me. I don't know. I haven't talked to him about it. I really, you know, all this stuff, I feel like the Indy 500 question always comes up, and it usually comes up before the Indy 500, but I feel like this year has been weird because it's been like all year everybody talks to me about it. And I've told everybody around me, like, I don't even want to talk about it, you know, until the season's over. So, we'll see. It like I said, it just takes a lot of, it logistically takes a lot of work. And, I want to be with a good team, too.
Okay.
Congratulations. When Mr. H was in here, we were discussing the history of the number 5. And the talented drivers that have been behind the wheel and he mentioned Mark Martin, who he thought really had a legitimate shot to win a championship in the number 5. And I had mentioned to him that it was 25 years ago when Terry Labonte last brought the 5 a championship. I know you haven't had time to even think about that, but now you're in an elite class with somebody like Terry Labonte, a Hall of Famer, bringing the 5 back to a championship. What are your thoughts about something like that?
I'm really happy to be able to add on to the legacy of the number and the paint scheme and what all it means for Hendrick Motorsports and Rick and Linda Hendrick especially. So, it's you know, the originating car number for their team. There's just so many awesome things that, you know, now I get to be attached to with that number. So just fortunate that he trusted me to carry on, you know, the legacy of the number 5 and especially the paint scheme. And we were able to add on to a lot of big wins and a lot of, you know, marquee, special moments.
Go here, Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Kyle, Jeff Gordon was saying tonight that he didn't think it at one point that anybody could do the things that you've done this year and winning all the different series, because you're winning at the elite levels at all series, and says, look, Kyle's proven me wrong. And you talked about before the playoffs about, you said, you know, every generation needs somebody to set high goals, and I'm fortunate enough to race in a lot of different cars. How do you explain the year that you've had with all the big wins and everything, and what it's meant to go through a year that I think arguably you'd probably have to go back 40, 50 years to even look at anybody who's done anything that you've done in the U.S.
Yeah, it's it just, I don't know. I think another 20, 30 years from now, I think I'll be able to really sit down and appreciate it. I mean, I appreciate it for sure. Like, I understand the season that we've had, but I don't think you really can appreciate it until you hear of other generations talking, you know, that are younger than me talking about a season like I've had. So I think I'm just a very lucky guy who gets to race in the best race cars of all the series that I get to run in. You know, I'm in the best seat in the Cup Series. I'm in the best seat in a sprint car. I'm in the best seat in a late model. I'm in the best seat in a midget, whether it be with Chad Boat or my old car. I think it takes a lot of hard work to get those opportunities and a lot of hard work to take advantage of it. But without good people around you and being able to be in good race cars, I would never get to have a season like I've had these last 2 years.
And how did you convince the Hendrick folks to allow you to do the race? You talked about you weren't sure, and obviously you know, when you came in, I'm guessing you probably didn't have a whole lot of leverage. And I know Jeff said, you know, he was for it, but he said Rick needed convincing. Was there anything that you were able to do, or how did you present your case to do this when there were probably a lot of questions?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, I knew I had no leverage at all. You know, when I went to meet with him and or Rick and Jeff, I remember that initial meeting. You know, it was great. You know, Rick talked about how much he, you know, loved my driving style and this and that, and you know, he'd love to get me in his race car. And you know, then it got to the end of the meeting, and he was like, you know, what's something that you want? And I was like, oh, like I'm nervous. You know, like I know how Rick Hendrick feels about dirt racing and stuff. Like, I hope I'm not shooting myself in the foot right here before I ask this question. But I was like I'd like to race some dirt races. He didn't shut it down at all. You know, Jeff had mentioned to me, you know, a few times before that, you know, the culture and how they, you know, kind of handle their driver's schedule was changing, but I didn't really believe it. You know, when he was telling me that stuff, but I threw it out there, and I've gotten to race way more than I thought I would. You know, when I was with Ganassi, in the beginning, it was nothing. I couldn't really race anything, and then it kind of morphed into 25 races in a year, and then it morphed into 25 races in a cup season, and I thought I would be something similar to that, but, you know, by the end of this year, I'll race probably 100 total races, so... Yeah, the most I've raced in a long time, especially, you know, while I'm a full-time Cup Series driver.
And also I know that, you know, there's not as much racing at this point of the season just because everything's closing down. But, you know, I think Jeff said, you know, is a little bit concerned about, you know, what it'd be like if you weren't racing as much during even the playoffs. And, you know, I guess he said you went out and did some go-kart racing this week and said ask you about that. So was there anything special about the go-kart racing you did or this week or just –
I didn't
around.
Do any go-kart racing this week. I did that go-kart race before the Roval. But, yeah, I was – yeah, I didn't – you know, they didn't really, you know, have any restrictions on me all year long. And, I, you know, when I got to close to the playoffs, you know, Jeff was, like, hinting, like, you know, you should be, you know, really focus on the playoffs and this and that. And even Rick, you know, said it a few times. I kind of just played dumb, like, oh I'll do that, yeah, whatever. And then you know, I'd go off and race dirt races, and you know, my kind of thought on it all was, you know, why change what I was doing with my schedule when I feel like all that racing that I've done leading up to the playoffs helped me win, you know, a bunch of cup races. And see, I felt like it was important for me to race during the playoffs, and you know, it paid off. So I hope that means good things for my schedule next year.
No, there's a number of questions left, but we got to get Kyle moving. So we will take one more, and that'll be from Alex.
Alex Andreev with the Charlotte Observer. Dustin actually asked a question that I think you answered my original one. But I guess Rick Hendrick was in here earlier. He said that he hopes that you retire with Hendrick Motorsports. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I hope I'm with his organization as long as I want to, you know, race cup cars, and I don't know how long that is. If we're winning races and championships in, you know, 20 or more years, like, I'll still be doing it. So, yeah, it's a great, great organization, one that I think every driver in the garage area would love to race for. So, extremely fortunate and grateful and thankful and so many different other words that can describe how I feel about being there. So, Rick Hendrick is one of the greatest human beings I've gotten the pleasure to meet and get to know a little bit more this year. So he's got a great group of people running that place. And, you know, all of us drivers there are very lucky to be there. And I hope the four of us drivers can be a part of, Hendrick Motorsports for a very long time, because I feel like we all get along really well.
Okay. Congratulations, Kyle. Thank you so much for the time, and enjoy the off season.
Thank you, guys. No off season.